Building an AI tool for your business right now, it feels a bit like a modern gold rush. Everyone is just scrambling to buy shovels, but very few are actually striking gold.
Yeah, exactly. There's this immense pressure to just adopt the technology right away.
Right, often before anyone even knows what it's supposed to do. Okay, let's unpack this. McKinsey just put out a report showing 88% of companies are using AI, but only about a third are actually scaling it.
That is a massive drop-off. I mean, going from 88% experimenting down to just a third scaling, well, it really highlights the trap a lot of leaders fall into.
So today, our mission is to figure out how you can validate your AI projects before wasting a total fortune trying to scale them. And just a quick note up front, this deep dive was made possible thanks to information from Scopic.
Right. And looking at that drop-off, BCG actually found that 75% of executives prioritize AI, yet only a quarter get any meaningful value from it.
Only a quarter. Wow. Why is that failure rate so high?
Well, according to Gartner, the core mechanism behind that is that half of generative AI projects just get abandoned after the testing phase. Companies will feed, unstructured, really messy data into a model.
And I imagine the computing costs just skyrocket when you do that.
Oh, absolutely. Processing all that garbage data requires massive compute power. So they end up abandoning a highly expensive tool that honestly solves no clear business problem.
The instinct just seems to be throwing money at a wall and, I don't know, hoping it turns into software. This is where an AI proof of concept or PyC comes in, right?
Yeah, exactly. But we should probably clarify that because people use PyC, MVP, and prototype interchangeably all the time, and they really are not the same thing.
Right. A prototype just tests the user experience, like what does the interface look like? And an MVP, or a minimum viable product, tests market demand, asking if users actually want this thing.
Exactly. But a PyC tests raw feasibility. It simply asks, can the technology actually do this?
I like to think that skipping the POC and going straight to an MVP is, well, it's just like building a massive, expensive mansion before checking if the foundation is sitting on a sinkhole.
What's fascinating here is that a POC forces a total shift in mindset. It really pulls you off the hype train and forces you to look at hard empirical evidence before committing your budget.
And I guess to get that evidence, you have to actually start with a concrete business problem.
Precisely. BCG data shows that 60% of companies fail to define any financial KPIs for their AI value creation. If you don't know the specific mechanism for how this AI will save time or generate revenue, you are basically just building a toy.
You have to know your goals, and you absolutely need to audit your data first, which, by the way, is something Scopic's consulting services can actually help assess.
Yeah, assessing data readiness is absolutely crucial before anyone writes a single line of code.
Here's where it gets really interesting. I have to push back on the data side of this, though. We keep hearing about these incredibly powerful, off-the-shelf large language models.
Right, the really massive ones.
Yeah. So if I can just plug my company into one of those existing, highly trained models, why does my own internal data quality matter so much? Can't the LLM just, figure it out?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, think of a generic LLM as a brilliant intern. They know a lot about the world, but absolutely nothing about your specific company's operations.
Oh, I see. So if you feed that intern outdated or incomplete internal data, they're just going to give you terrible answers.
Exactly. That is why during a PyC, you test specific technical metrics to prevent this. You measure the hallucination rate, which is how often the AI confidently makes things up.
Right. And you test source grounding too, right?
Yes. Grounding is the mechanism that forces the model to point to the exact internal document it used to generate an answer.
That really explains the 66% of executives worrying about data privacy and the 48% fearing a lack of control.
Yeah, if the model isn't grounded, it's totally unpredictable. And that unpredictability becomes downright dangerous when we look at agentic AI.
Right, where McKinsey notes 39% of companies are experimenting with AI agents, bots that don't just answer questions but take autonomous actions.
And 23% are already scaling them. Think about it. If your data is bad and the model hallucinates, an autonomous agent might start sending wild emails to clients or just deleting files.
That sounds like a nightmare. You would definitely need strict frameworks like the NIST AI Risk Management Framework just to put guardrails in place. So, what does this all mean?
Well, it means human oversight is still critical.
But let's say I run my PuFi. The hallucination rate is near zero, the data is safe, and it proves the concept works. Do I just hit the launch button and roll it out to the whole company?
This raises an important question about what finished actually looks like in AI. A successful PFE is static. It just proves the math works today, in a highly controlled environment.
But the real world is dynamic, obviously. Data changes, user inputs get weird, and models can drift over time.
Exactly, they become less accurate. To survive in production, you really need MLOps or machine learning operations.
Like the guidance and frameworks provided by Google Cloud, for example.
Yes. Those frameworks continuously monitor the model, automate updates, and manage server loads. The PTOLC proves the idea, but MLOps makes the architecture dependable at scale.
And that is the exact point where you would use something like Scopic's AI development services to turn that validated concept into a scalable living solution.
Exactly. It is a stepping stone.
So a PLC isn't about creating something perfect. It is about buying certainty. It gives you the empirical data you need to confidently decide whether to stop, iterate, run a pilot, or fully scale.
It keeps you from buying that shovel if there is no gold in the dirt, basically.
Precisely. Which leaves you, the listener, with one final question to ponder. If your organization is rushing to adopt AI right now, are you genuinely building a solution to a real business problem? Or are you just searching for a problem to fit the newest AI trend?